This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Tim Caker. Tim is a growth consultant who helps companies, entrepreneurs, and students achieve fast and consistent growth. He's worked with more than 17 startups to date. Some of his best achievements include helping two startups receive 1.7 million euros in Horizon 2020 funding, increasing recurring revenue of one startup from 80,000 to 300,000 in less than 18 months, and completing projects such as implementation of OKRs, building dashboards, rebranding, and product launches. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Seth. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get started?
Wow. Okay. That's a great question. Well, I started in sales actually in the US, and I was selling carpets door to door. That was my first job, I think. Then I realized that sales wasn't for me. And I figured out what marketing was. I switched to marketing. And from there, I start combining all my knowledge of sales, marketing, and a little bit of product. And I start calling myself a growth consultant.
Well, congratulations on that. I'm sure the longer version of that story, if it isn't in a book, should be somewhere. So talk a little bit about kind of the longer version of your history in terms of what you've been able to do for the startups that you work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was lucky enough to, from London, actually in London first, I started to help companies, more publishing companies, old school publishing companies, and I helped them digitalize their offerings. So if they had magazines and so on, I started doing interactive applications for them and grow these. So they were kind of acting like startups so that they were able to compete with the market, especially with the digital media market. From there on, I was brought to Barcelona, to Spain, to head some marketing departments. That was my full-time jobs before I got into consultancy. I've done a couple of those, and I worked always in high tech. So I was in one big data for telcos. I was in AI for our computer vision, more specific computer vision for real estate. And in these companies, I was able to actually help them really prepare their messaging, their offering, because they were very high tech. So we had to educate the market. You know, crossing the chasm, basically, that was the difficulties, the challenges that I was facing. Those were really interesting companies. But then I realized that there were so many other startups that would need my help. So I became a full-time consultant. And in that, I was able to help a lot of SaaS companies, to be honest with you. B2B SaaS has been kind of my niche, if you want to call it. And in that, I've always started to head marketing. And then help really create the messaging together with sales and marketing, make sure that those two departments don't fight, because as you know, that that's always the case. Sales will always blame marketing for the quality of the leads. Marketing will blame sales for not closing the leads. So basically, I was helping really with technology. So CRM implementations, automations, workflows, data and dashboards, making sure that both departments can speak the same language and that the executives would have the same knowledge at their fingertips at any given time, so they could make better decisions.
That makes a lot of sense. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see companies making when trying to achieve that consistent, fast growth that you're helping them with?
First of all, it's that they wouldn't track the same metrics. They will say, yeah, no, we track MQLs, you track SQLs, or marketing qualified leads, or sales qualified leads. Then we started to come up with this. I mean, I think I didn't come up with it. It's something that there is online. It's more the product qualified lead, the PQL, right? And so that sales and marketing speaks the same metrics and they look at the same metrics, so they don't have to fight. So the biggest mistake is definitely the definition of things, not speaking the same language and not looking at the same metric and having different goals and being based on promotions on these, you know, commissions based on separate goals, so that they'll fight instead of being friends and building this together. And also the other thing that I've realized is everybody, I think that was a trend, right, Seth? I think that the trend of data-driven, right? Everybody would look at data and they'd be like, all right, let's do this. And it's like, hold on. You know, data is great, but you have to be more data-informed and not just go with what the data says. But you are the CEO or you're the leader of that department, you know, it's your team, and you have to have a bit of gut feeling and have to say, hold on, I can see what the data says. Let me double check that. You know, let me make sure that this is not, you know, just the data telling me this. But you have to understand emotions, you have to understand your users, you have to understand their needs. And I think that the biggest mistake definitely is just people were a little bit blunt on data for a while because it was a trend. But I think that now that's changing a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You've achieved so much success. What's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge now, this is the funniest thing I always say, though. It's, you know, a hairdresser can't cut his own hair. And that's exactly what's happening to me. It's like I'm starting a couple of startups. I have a couple of projects. And what I recommend to all my CEOs that I work with, or where I coach, I mentor and advise, I consult, I'm trying to implement that to myself. And that's a little bit harder. I'm always looking for a team. I like to work with teams. So my biggest challenge at the moment is being a bit more on my own in certain projects.
Okay. And then you're giving advice every day. What's some of the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh, some of the best advice I've ever gotten. It's actually, it was from a US CEO that I work with. It's, Tim, I love your ideas. I love everything you're saying, but please document everything. Please create one pages for every idea you have. I was just like, okay, I have an idea. Let's go for this. And then when I started to document everything and really start writing one pages, I realized that I could build that idea better, or understand that some of the ideas, I shouldn't even build them.
Now you have, you helped two startups receive 1.7 million euros in Horizon 2020 funding. What is Horizon 2020 funding and how did you pull that off?
Yeah, Horizon 2020 funding, it's by the European Commission. It's a fund that was built for until 2020 to put 20 billion inside the European technology companies. And to be honest with you, I had a great team then, and we had a great technology. But again, it's what I've said, I think, in the beginning. To get those fundings, we had to really make the messaging clear and the solution clear, right? To be able to really show the problem and that we've built a solution for it, and not just go, oh, we have a technology, because the technology is amazing, but we're not looking for technology. We're looking for solutions to problems that exist.
Absolutely. You worked with another startup and helped them take their monthly recurring revenue from 80 to 300,000. That's a heck of a growth rate in 18 months. What were some of the factors responsible for that success?
Yeah, that was super fun. Well, that was, again, it was a big problem between marketing and sales. And when we were able to get marketing to help salespeople create their messaging, right? Because marketing was more strong on messaging. Sales was strong on being a little bit more, let's say, aggressive in closing deals, right? When we were starting to combine those skills, that started to get faster and faster. And then when we realized that we could actually have some LinkedIn automations and some bots and being able to target 1,000 people instead of 10 people a day, we were really able to scale that growth. And And then I remember it was, I think, 4 or 5 months down the line. And, you know, in Europe, we go on Fridays after work for drinks with everybody and so on. And finally, marketing and sales got together and they bought each other drinks. And they said, when we work together, everything gets faster. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what we were trying to achieve. And I think that we had good product market fit as well. But of course, bringing the rowing of the direction to make sure that everybody rows in the same direction. That was, I think, the most important thing that we did in that project.
Absolutely. Who is an ideal client for you?
An ideal client is a B2B SaaS who has a high tech that is struggling with growth, or they have stagnant growth. They're looking for automation and they're looking for more technology to help actually scale their operations without hiring more people.
And then how are those folks finding you?
Well, they can go on timcakir.com. That's T-I-M-C-A-K-I-R.com, where I have also a newsletter that they can subscribe for. Every Monday, I try to give all my tips and tricks and the latest tools.
That is very, very helpful. What else do you want to share that I didn't think to ask you yet?
Well, that's, I'm building a new framework so that we can get rid of OKRs because OKRs are great, but they're just goals. We forgot on how to speak about our challenges and how to bring opportunities and how to actually tap into collective intelligence. So I'm really working on something that I call GCO, which is the Goals, Challenges, and Opportunities Framework. And for that, I've actually built a platform called Squad One. It's a squadone.io. It's on beta tester right now. So it's only early adopters that really need it, that really have their problem, because we work together on making the product better.
That is awesome. Well, we know your time is incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate it. For our folks watching or listening who want to learn more about what you're doing, is Tim Caker, C-A-K-I-R, is that the best website to send them to?
Yeah, that's the best website, or the same first name, last name on LinkedIn.
All right. Well, then this is Ben Seth Green for Sharkpreneur with Tim Caker. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Seth, thank you so much.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening, and we'll talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.